This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabi al-kareem. So today I want to share some tips on how to prepare a Jum'ah khutbah. A lot of brothers have been asking me about this, that they recently have been given positions as imams in their local masjid or Islamic center or the musalla at the MSA or the university. And one of the things they struggle with is coming up with new topics every week, and also how to deliver these topics in an effective manner. So today I want to share with you 5 points about preparing a Jummah khutbah, that if you practice these 5 points, then inshallah your khutbahs will be elevated to a next level, and they will serve their function of benefiting the community and being something that people can actually take lessons from and benefit from. We do know that one of the complaints that people tend to have about going for Jum'ah is that the khutbahs are boring, or the khutbahs are irrelevant, or they can't remember what the imam spoke about. Well, here are some tips to make sure your khutbahs don't fall into that category, that your khutbahs are something people remember, something relevant, something they can practice, and something that actually transforms the community. Because remember, with the Jummah khutbah, you have an opportunity to reach every member of your local community. People who do not come for halaqah, people who do not watch Islamic videos on YouTube, people who do not read Islamic books, the khutbah is their one connection with their religion. So you want to make sure that your khutbah counts, that you do it for the sake of Allah in the best way possible, and that you are delivering information that benefits your community. So 5 tips for improving the quality of your khutbahs. Tip number one, how to choose a topic. This is where most people get stuck. What should I speak about in this week's khutbah? Well, I have 4 ways of choosing a topic, and I'm going to share all 4 of them with you today. Number one, I call it the seasonal method. What do I mean by seasonal method? It means you look at the Islamic calendar or the Western calendar and you choose your topic accordingly. So Ramadan's around the corner. My khutbah this week will be about preparing for Ramadan. That's an example of using the Islamic calendar. Last week, Jummah ended up being on the day exactly 99 days according to the Western calendar. Sorry, 99 years according to the Western calendar since the downfall of the Ottoman Empire. So I spoke about the downfall of the Ottoman Empire. So using dates and using calendars to see what events you can speak about, right? If Eid is coming up, a khutbah about Eid. If Hajj is coming up, a khutbah about Hajj. So using the seasons to help you to choose your khutbah topics. Number two would be choosing your topic based on a recent event. So for example, an earthquake takes place, you deliver your khutbah about lessons that we can take from that. If there's riots that take place, a khutbah about how to deal with that situation. You're dealing with a pandemic, a khutbah about how to handle pandemics. So something that's going on globally or locally, that's in the news, that's on people's minds, connecting it to the religion and using it as a way to connect people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third way that I choose khutbah topics that can benefit you if you're really stuck is to set a theme. If you have a theme, you can come up with khutbah topics for the next 20 to 30 khutbahs. So for example, last year I chose the theme of the lives of the Sahaba. So whenever I didn't have a khutbah topic, I just chose one of the Sahaba, did their biography and lessons that we could take from their biography. This year I'm doing the theme of adab wa akhlaq, manners and character. So whenever I'm stuck on a topic for a Jummah khutbah, I look at some hadith or some verse of the Quran related to manners and character, and I give a khutbah based on that. So having a theme helps you to zone in on a topic and focus on it. And the fourth way of choosing a khutbah topic is to speak to your community about their needs. Ask your local community members, the people who come for Jum'ah, what are the topics that they want to learn about? What are the topics that they're asking questions about? What are the youth in the community struggling with? And formulate your topics accordingly. So for example, last year I did khutbah topics on gender roles and individualism and masculinity. All of this was based on the fact that the youth in my community were asking questions about these topics. So I brought them into the khutbahs and clarified the Islamic position on these issues in the khutbahs. So again, tip number one is how to choose your topic. And I mentioned four tips within this tip, four ways of choosing a khutbah topic that work for me and could work for you. Number one is you look at the date and you choose something accordingly. Number two, a recent event, you speak accordingly. Number three, you have a theme and you roll over with that theme and related topics within that theme over a few khutbahs. Number four, speak to your community about their needs and choose your topics based on the needs of your community. The second tip that I would give for Jummah khutbahs is to make sure that you prepare well, right? Sometimes we choose a topic and we go into our community and we just start talking randomly. There isn't much prep work done. We think that, you know, we can just be spontaneous and, you know, give it from the heart. But if you're not preparing your khutbah, there's more chance of you making mistakes and saying the wrong thing. So it's very important that we do our research properly. I try to spend 2 to 3 hours every week preparing my khutbah. And I recommend doing the same. And by preparing the khutbah, there's two things that I do. The first thing I do is I go on YouTube and I search to see if anyone's done a khutbah on that topic before, right? So, for example, if I'm doing a khutbah on what is the wisdom behind earthquakes, so I will Google this, or rather I'll search for it on YouTube, and if I see that Sheikh Yasir Qadhi has a khutbah on the topic, I'll watch it. I'll see what he has to say. Now, you don't plagiarize the khutbah. You don't word for word repeat what somebody else said. That's not going to come from the heart. It's not going to represent your personality. But you can pick up pointers on what are the main themes to cover, the main topics to cover, verses on the Quran to quote, hadiths to quote, a good way of covering the topic. So I like to watch 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, depending what's available, khutbahs on the topic that I'm going to give a khutbah on, to give me an idea of what other people out there are covering on that topic, so that I can take from all of them what I feel is most relevant to my community and piece it together. Likewise, the second thing you want to do is, besides watching other people's lectures, is to read. So ensure you have a good library of books on the topic. And you want to read as much as you can within that time on the topic. So for example, if you have a khutbah coming up on preparing for Ramadan, so read blog posts on the topic, read articles on the topic, if there's any books or booklets on the topic, read it. If there's certain verses of the Quran you're going to quote, read the tafsir of those verses, so you know you are interpreting them correctly, right? Likewise, if you're going to quote hadith in your khutbah, then read the commentary on those hadith, so you know you are quoting them correctly, that they're authentic and that you have understood it properly. So it's important that we do reading and research in preparing for our khutbah. So tip number one, how to choose a topic. Tip number two, make sure you prepare in advance through reading and watching other lectures to help you to get an idea of what you're going to talk about. Now, whether you write out your whole khutbah word for word or you just write down some pointers, that's up to you. We all have different ways of doing it. For me, it really depends on the topic. Some topics I just write down 5 or 6 points and I know what I'm going to say because I rehearse it beforehand. Other topics I need to write out the entire thing, or at least the verses of the Quran and the ahadith that I am going to quote. So it really depends on the topic. And that takes me to tip number three. This is a very important one. Try to have 1 to 3 actionable points in your khutbah. Just 3 take-home lessons, right? Think of it this way. When someone goes home after attending your khutbah and someone asks them, what did the imam speak about today? They should be able to repeat back 2 or 3 lines. You don't expect them to repeat back the entire khutbah, but to get the main message in 2 or 3 points. So every time you're preparing a khutbah, ask yourself, what are the main 2 or 3 points that I want people to take home from this khutbah? And build the entire khutbah around those 2 or 3 points. So for example, if your khutbah is on the topic of the wisdom behind earthquakes, and you want to focus on mainly on 3 points. So for example, those 3 points could be, to give people martyrdom, to remind us about the nature of this world, Allah knows best, something like that. But you want to have a take-home point. So what you're going to do with these 3 points, you're going to mention them at the beginning of the khutbah. You're going to spend like 5 minutes explaining each point, and then you're going to recap them at the end of the khutbah. So when people go home and someone asks them, what was the khutbah about today? they can repeat back those 3 points. Oh, the Imam spoke about this, and this is what he said about it, and this is also what he said about it. In general, most people's memories are such that they're not going to remember the entire khutbah. So if you can have like some main points, some take-home points that you mentioned in the beginning, expand upon throughout the khutbah, and then mention again at the ending, then this can make the khutbah more memorable for them and more easier to take home and to practice, right? So try to limit it to 3 points. Up to five is fine. But if you're giving, you know, sometimes I know some people's khutbahs, they just go on and on. Like, they will give 20 different lessons in one khutbah, completely unrelated to each other. To such an extent, you go home and someone asks you, what's the khutbah about? You I don't know. 1 second he's talking about this, next second he's talking about that. I really don't know what the khutbah was about, right? And you can't even remember something to take home because there's so much just thrown at you in those 20 minutes. So try to limit it. I find that 3 points works best for me. Maybe for you, five, maybe two, whatever it is. But just limit it to something that people can remember. So they can remember the khutbah was about this, and this is what we learned about it, and this is what the Imam advised us to do. So for example, if your khutbah is about Dajjal, you know, you want to have 3 main points. Dajjal is a major sign of the last day, the biggest test that this world will ever face. Recite Surah Kaf, memorize the opening verse of Surah Kaf to avoid the fitna of Dajjal. Maybe just focus on those 3 points and expand your khutbah around it. So people can go home understanding the key points of who is the Dajjal and also knowing what actionable step they can take to prevent being around at the time of Dajjal, which is to memorize the opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Point number four, ensure your khutbah includes Quran and Hadith and also a story. Right? Now, the story could be from the Quran or from the Hadith or from the Seerah or from the lives of the Sahaba or from some point in history or even an anecdote, but storytelling captivates people. It's something they're going to remember. So sometimes when a person goes home, they're like, what was the khutbah about? They remember the story. And if they remember the story, they're going to remember the key points of the khutbah. So try to include some kind of a story in your khutbah. Whether it's a story from the Quran or Hadith, or whether it's an anecdote from your own life, or whether it's a story from our Muslim history. But storytelling helps to captivate people while you are talking, and it also helps them to remember the message. It's also important to make sure you are quoting Quran and Hadith in your khutbah. You want to connect people to the sources of Islam. Understand that for many people, this is their only connection with Islam. So you want them to see the wisdom of the Quran and the Hadith, the relevance of the Quran and the Hadith to our times, and how the Quran and the Hadith shape our understanding of the world today. So, and I do this on purpose sometimes, that if I know someone in the audience is like skeptical of Hadith or a Quranist, I will include a lot of Hadith in the khutbah, but not in a attacking way. Like, I won't give a khutbah against the Quranists, but I'll give a khutbah where you just, you know, talking about a beautiful topic, and the Prophet said this about it, and the Prophet said that about it, and another Hadith is the Prophet did this, and you're just showing the beauty of Hadith. So hoping that seeing all these beautiful and beneficial Hadith might soften their hearts and make them realize that Hadith is an important part of our religion, right? Finally, point number five, rehearse your khutbah. Don't just go out there and say it for the first time in public. So what I like to do is on a Thursday afternoon and a Friday morning, I end up rehearsing the entire khutbah twice, right? On a Thursday afternoon, I will rehearse the khutbah. Then I will write out my notes, or I might write my notes out before that, and I might refine my notes after that. And then Friday morning, 1 hour before Jummah, I rehearse it a second time. So when I go to deliver the Jummah khutbah, it is the third time I am repeating this information. I'm clearer, I'm more eloquent, I'm less stuttering, I'm able to do it in a more fluent way. I highly recommend rehearsing. I know rehearsing looks silly. It looks like you're talking to yourself. I mean, if somebody walks past my office when I'm rehearsing a khutbah, they just see me walking around talking to myself. And that's fine. I don't care, right? Because it works. It's beneficial. So why should I care what people think of me? And why should you, right? At the end of the day, you want to give the best khutbah possible and a well-rehearsed khutbah where you know what you are going to say, you know how you're going to word your sentences, you know in which order you're going to say it. You make sure you have memorized the Quran and Hadith that you're going to quote. And if you can't memorize it, that you have it written out on a page, that you are able to recite the Arabic properly, that you don't mess up your words, that nothing you say is controversial unnecessarily. Obviously, sometimes you have to be controversial, but not unnecessarily. You take care of all of that in the rehearsal phase. If there's no rehearsal phase, you are more likely to stutter, you're more likely to mix up your words, you're more likely to make mistakes, you are more likely to say something that you regret. So this is why I believe that rehearsing the khutbah is very, very important. So I hope you found this video beneficial. And again, a reminder, 5 points for improving the quality of your Jummah khutbah. Number one, choosing your topic, 4 points on choosing your topic. Use the seasons or use a theme or a recent event or the problems of your local community. If you're stuck with one method, use another. I believe if you're using all four methods, you'll always have a khutbah for the next week and always something interesting to discuss. And there's nothing wrong with repeating topics, right? Because people need reminders. Every Ramadan, you need a reminder about the importance of Ramadan. Every Eid, we need a reminder about the importance of Eid because people forget, right? So there's nothing wrong with repeating topics. Point number one is choosing your topic. Point number two, make sure you do your research, both in terms of listening to what other speakers have to say on the topic and reading books and articles and tafsir and commentaries of hadith on the topic. Number three, make sure you have take-home points, 3 to 5 take-home points that people can remember when they go home. Number four, ensure you are quoting Quran and hadith and also try to include a story to make it more memorable. And point number five, do your rehearsals. Make sure that when you go up there to speak, it's not the first time that you are talking about this topic and that you know exactly what you are going to say. So I hope you found this video beneficial and I hope it helps you with your prep work for any khutbahs that you do in the future. If you know anybody else who is struggling with this topic and who needs advice on this topic, make sure you share this video with them so they can benefit too. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.